Could you tell me your name first?
Alyssa Ratch.
Yeah. Could you spell it?
A-L-I-S-S-A.
Thanks. So we'll start a little bit about how the little garden here in the center. So could you tell me a little bit how it got started and what's your initial thoughts of having a garden in the center?
It really comes from the children's interest in the world around them. And this, you know, I think in kindergarten, that idea of plants and seeds and growing is always something you see in classrooms, but really giving the children an opportunity to experience it, be hands-on, have responsibility, have ownership. And then, of course, the benefit of getting to bring that fresh produce and those fresh herbs into our snack times, too, just really brings a whole sense of what food is and where it comes from into a more tangible way for them.
Nice. So how's the garden going so far?
It's a slow start, really relying on a lot of families and community members to help us with the supplies and making sure it's sturdy and getting the kids used to the routine of taking care of them. So we're very early in our stages of it, but we're really hoping to fill that out completely and have it be a project that sustains for years to come now.
Nice. So how do you choose what to plant in the garden?
We really did think about what can the kids enjoy and experience with all of their senses. So we decided this year to focus on food too. So it's anything that they can sit and break apart and smell and taste. We had talked about more like lavender or lamb's ears that have some other, here, I'll grab it. That have some other sensory experiences, but then that connection to food and how we feed ourselves and how members of the community feed themselves really felt like a great way to expand this experience. So we centered on edible garden items.
Oh, nice. I think that's really helpful for them to truly understand the meaning of food, right?
Yeah.
Nice. So, and then I think I'll go to a little bit personal, your own food access and your own food way. Okay.
Yeah.
So where do you commonly gather your food?
I'm usually going to the grocery store that's closest to me. I am for convenience about getting my food.
Yes. Could you maybe describe how's your journey to the grocery store? How do you get there and what do you typically buy there?
Yeah, typically I'll go do a once a week shop with the car. So load up on enough produce and whatever else we need to get through all our meals for the week. But occasionally if we're missing one or two items, we're close enough to walk. So we'll go pick up one or two things that way too.
Okay. What food would you grow if you have a garden? Do you have a garden?
Yeah. I do not have a garden. I do not have the patience it takes to take care of that food. I would very much be doing herbs and vegetables too. Those are when I cook, those are big ingredients I use. So I'd be using, I would want to grow the ingredients I most frequently use. So beans and carrots and potatoes and basil, things like that.
Nice. So could you describe what's your dream garden would be like?
I'm just very lush, like an environment you can really get lost in and kind of lose the city a little bit and have an appreciation for the earth and the beauty and the nourishment that we get from it. Just that one of those, I used to read The Secret Garden when I was a little kid, so it's always kind of that picture of just being completely swallowed by that greenery and that magical feeling of being connected to the earth and things that grow.
Nice. So that also connected to maybe what you are going to have here in the center?
Yeah.
Like the vision of the...
Yeah, I think there is something just so magical and so much wonderment in that growth and that experience that it's such a beautiful thing to provide for the kids, and or not just provide for them, for them to create themselves.
Nice. Could you tell me a little bit, what's the taste or recipe for trust? Or what kind of taste, food or recipe that gave you comfort?
Oh, gosh. Pasta, probably. Anything with pasta. I really enjoy cooking, but that's kind of the go-to, is those rich, heavy, hot foods with a lot of flavor packed into them. Or soups. I like making a lot of soups where you can cut up all those ingredients and get that really strong flavor and still that like warm, full belly feeling. So yeah, soups and pastas are my big comfort foods.
Nice. So do you already cook for your family?
I do, yes. That's kind of my favorite way to unwind, is I'll put on a TV show and I'll go in the kitchen and chop and cook and make. And on Sundays, I cook all day to get food ready for the week. So that's my happy place.
Nice. So could you tell us like a food that is special to you other than pasta and soup, like something maybe in the memory or from childhood?
I mean, I can talk about, there's one soup in particular. My grandfather was a chef, and so it was one of his recipes. And so it always connects me to that family. I know it's one of my sister's favorite foods, and it's always something that is not only delicious, but brings back that feeling of love and family every time I cook it and make it. And I know I was one that I've always passed on or brought to like potlucks or things like that. And then it became a tradition with my in-laws that at Christmas, because we would spend a few days with them, that now it's a tradition for me to make that soup for their family as well. So it's a soup that's very connected to that feeling of love and togetherness.
Could you tell me a little bit about your grandpa? Did you learn anything from him, and also like maybe a little bit how you observe him cooking or something?
Cooking, he did not like teaching us how to cook. But there was always food around, and there was always a soup frozen in the freezer. Always something to bring out. Everything had a sauce on it, and it was always just this new idea of food, of how it wasn't just something to nourish you, but it was something that was truly delicious, and like many parts to the food. You know, it wasn't just a chicken. It had the sauce, it had the seasonings, it had all these components to it. So really developing that sense that food was more than just something to eat. It was something to really enjoy. So yeah, I don't have a lot of memories of cooking with him, but he definitely established a different outlook on eating and food, and an appreciation for food as it is too, you know, not being conscious of what exactly, how much fat or salt was in it too, and enjoying that moment of eating. I mean, we used to always joke that Grandpa would be in a panic if there was less than 10 pounds of butter in the house, because we really enjoyed that rich flavor and that just coziness of food.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So maybe one last question. Just came to me that so by having the garden here in the center, what's your like vision or expectation for that garden? What do you think it can bring to the kids?
Our initial thought was, you know, we have this garden bed here right outside our classroom, and we serve snack twice a day. So we're really hoping, and that's why we started with herbs. They're a little easier to grow and a little easier to incorporate into eating too, is really bringing that into part of our routine, that we go and pick some herbs and incorporate them in our snacks. And in speaking with some teachers who have worked with the center longer and at other locations, when they had more robust vegetable gardens, they would have children who were the stewards of the gardens, and would go pick the foods and deliver it to other classrooms and say, here's cucumbers for your snack today. And I think that not only is that connection to food and how we get it, but strengthening our community, our level of responsibility these children have. I think it's just this incredibly heartwarming way to build community together. So I'm really hoping we can get back to that place as a center.
Nice. So what's your favorite future plan for the garden? What's your future plan for the garden? Do you want to maybe make it bigger or anything more plans?
Yeah, I mean, we're just starting now, and we have several more beds on one of the other play yards. So seeing, you know, let's see how we can start building this. But I would absolutely love that. I think we have space for it if we could really start working on a more like food sustainability mission for our snacks and sourcing more of our produce from ourselves. I think that would be a really beautiful goal for us.
Nice. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.